Fred is an ordinary penguin living on an iceberg in Antarctica with 267 of his fellow emperor penguins. Nothing about him screams hero or visionary. He's just a bird who happens to be unusually curious about his surroundings. While others focus on the daily routine of fishing and raising chicks, Fred spends time exploring underwater, observing ice formations, and noticing details most penguins ignore. One day, during one of his dives, Fred discovers something terrifying. Their iceberg, the only home the colony has ever known, is melting from within. Water-filled cavities riddle the ice, and Fred realizes that when winter comes and these pockets freeze, the expanding ice could shatter their entire world. The colony faces catastrophe, yet convincing 268 comfortable, tradition-bound penguins to abandon their home might prove even more difficult than the physical danger itself. Fred's discovery creates an excruciating crisis. He recalls Harold, another penguin who raised concerns years ago, was labeled an alarmist and became an outcast. With no authority, Fred knows speaking up could destroy his reputation, yet staying silent means disaster. This mirrors organizations where employees notice problems but stay silent, fearing repercussions. Instead of rationalizing inaction, Fred seeks Alice, a respected leadership council member known for listening before judging. When Fred shows Alice the underwater fissures and massive water-filled cave, her skepticism transforms into alarm. Change often begins with a single conversation, not mass movements. Fred doesn't overwhelm Alice with jargon. He shows evidence and trusts her intelligence. Their alliance creates a coalition of two, the minimum social unit needed to challenge established thinking. With winter 2 months away, they must now convince an entire colony to confront uncomfortable reality. Alice arranges for Fred to present his findings to the Leadership Council. Understanding statistics won't persuade, Fred creates an ice model, demonstrating the problem visually. Reactions split. Some leaders show concern, while Nono, the colony's weather forecaster, reacts defensively, demanding Fred guarantee 100% accuracy. Nono exemplifies motivated reasoning, processing information to protect existing beliefs. As the weather expert, he feels threatened by Fred's discovery, which implies forecasting failure. When Fred admits uncertainty, Alice intervenes powerfully. What would they tell parents who lost children if disaster struck and they failed to act? This reframes the discussion from abstract risk to moral responsibility. Fred suggests placing a glass bottle filled with water outside overnight. The next morning, the bottle is shattered, broken by expanding ice. This tangible proof provides concrete representation of an abstract threat, engaging both emotional and analytical processing. Their approach creates genuine urgency throughout the colony, the critical first step in successful change. Without this foundation, transformation efforts fail because people see no compelling reason to abandon comfortable routines. Louis assembles a diverse team with complementary strengths. Alice brings practical drive and emotional intelligence. Buddy offers trustworthiness and community connections. Fred provides curiosity and observational skills, and Jordan adds analytical rigor. This diversity proves crucial. Homogeneous groups lack the varied perspectives needed for comprehensive solutions. Louis builds genuine cohesion through three deliberate steps. He asks everyone to point east, revealing their misalignment despite sharing the same goal. Next, he takes them squid hunting, an activity requiring coordination that creates swift trust through collaborative achievement. Most importantly, he deepens their connection through hours of meaningful conversation about hopes and dreams, not just problems. Within 2 days, these individuals become a unified team through emotional connection rather than formal structures. The breakthrough comes when Fred spots a seagull, unusual in Antarctica. Unusual in Antarctica explains he's a scout for his nomadic clan, traveling between seasonal homes. This triggers a conceptual blend, combining unrelated ideas to create novel solutions. The penguins realize they could become nomadic themselves, rather than saving their melting iceberg. This represents a fundamental paradigm shift from how do we fix our home to what if home isn't fixed? The vision doesn't require entirely new skills. They already know how to swim, navigate, and function as a community, just applying existing capabilities in a new context. Lewis calls a colony-wide meeting, taking an emotional approach rather than using the professor's technical presentation. He reminds the Penguins that their core values, family, community, and mutual support, aren't tied to their physical iceberg, but to their identity as a colony. By anchoring the vision in existing values, Lewis makes change feel like an extension of identity rather than a threat. Buddy shares the seagull story as proof the change works. Lewis then delivers a stirring speech about finding new homes, using vivid imagery to make the abstract concept concrete. The colony's reaction splits predictably. One-third embrace it immediately, one-third are considering it, and one-third remain skeptical, a distribution matching typical organizational change patterns. Alice organizes ice posters and talking circles to reinforce the message through multiple channels. 30 to 40 penguins begin actively planning, selecting scouts, mapping trips, and organizing the move. This spontaneous self-organization demonstrates distributed leadership, initiative emerging throughout the colony rather than flowing solely from formal authorities.
Several obstacles threaten progress. No-no spreads fear throughout the colony. Kindergarten children have nightmares after their teacher shares apocalyptic scenarios. Leadership council members fight over who will lead scout teams. Most critically, there's no system to feed scouts who won't have time to fish. These challenges cause many volunteers to drop out, what change researchers call implementation dip, when enthusiasm confronts practical difficulties. The guiding team removes barriers decisively. They neutralize No-No by having the professor shadow him constantly. They address the kindergarten teacher's fears and stop leadership infighting by refocusing on the collective mission. Most ingeniously, they solve the scout feeding problem through Tribute to Our Heroes Day. When kindergartner Sally Ann asks Alice how to be a hero, it sparks a celebration where parents bring fish as admission, demonstrating positive deviance by amplifying successful exceptions. By framing fish sharing as honoring heroes rather than breaking tradition, they make the deviation acceptable. Despite No-No's dire predictions, every scout returns safely with exciting tales. The kindergartners award hero medals, and Lewis presents Sally Ann with the legendary broken bottle. This visible success converts skeptics, rewards supporters, and provides concrete evidence the vision is achievable.
After the scouts return, Louis calls a meeting where the professor's rigorous questioning separates facts from opinions, demonstrating that critical thinking remains essential even amid enthusiasm. Following Heroes Day, more birds volunteer for the second wave. Alice maintains relentless momentum, convincing Louis to eliminate irrelevant meetings and pushing back when he suggests slowing down. The second wave finds a suitable iceberg, structurally sound, protected by snow walls, near good fishing, and accessible for all penguins. On May 12th, just before Antarctica's winter, the colony successfully relocates. The following season, they move again to an even better iceberg, demonstrating their commitment to continuous improvement rather than one-time change. Most remarkably, the colony's culture transforms fundamentally. Louis reorganizes the leadership council. Scouts gain prestige and special recognition. The education system incorporates scouting into its curriculum. Fred joins the leadership council as head of scouts. Alice becomes head penguin, institutionalizing the change mindset. These structural changes demonstrate anchoring new approaches in the culture. Rather than treating their nomadic lifestyle as temporary, the penguins rebuild their entire social system around it. A healthy tension emerges between those maintaining order and those driving change. Volunteers become an irresistible force for innovation, learning, and extraordinary achievement. This shift from seeing change as threatening to viewing it as opportunity represents the deepest level of transformation. Your iceberg is melting right now. Maybe it's technology disrupting your industry, customers changing preferences, or competitors gaining ground.
The question isn't whether you'll face change, it's whether you'll notice it in time, find the courage to speak up like Fred, build a coalition like Louie, or maintain momentum like Alice. Change doesn't require superhuman abilities or perfect plans. It requires ordinary people willing to look where others don't, speak when silence feels safer, and persist when enthusiasm wanes. Your organization doesn't need a hero. It needs scouts, communicators, problem solvers, and believers working together. The ice beneath your feet may be melting, but unlike the penguins, you've already read the ending. You know transformation is possible. The only question remaining is, what will you do with that knowledge?